Welcome to the first ever radio show of Fitspiration Radio, presented by SupplementCentral.com. I am your host, the Freak of Physique, IFBB Pro Dean Michael, and with me right now is my good friend and my boss, IFBB Pro William the Breadman Sullivan from P28 Foods. What's up, William?
Oh, man, I'm excited. Thank you for having me on the first episode. And the boss thing, we could throw that to the side. You know, this is more of a family circle, more of a brotherhood, and one good person helping another good person on his journey.
Absolutely not. I like to call you my boss because I know, you know, sometimes you got to feed the ego a little bit. So,
well, no need for that. We already know we're both freaks of physiques, and we're doing great things within the industry and motivating a lot of people. So we're all bosses.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about doing great things in the industry, and which is one of the reasons why I have you on this show. You know, this show is not just about competing, but necessarily, you know, the following aspect of it, you know, the how to build a social media, how to build a fan base, and also how to be successful in the industry. And if there's one person that I know who, you know, has grown success, not just by competing, but, you know, the business end of it, it's you. So, you know, if for the viewers who don't know what P28 Foods is or how it came about, tell us a little bit about P28 Foods.
Well, P28 Foods was developed by me and my three brothers. We were working out in the gym one day, and my brothers are all bakers by trade. I was kind of the athlete in the family, so I'm always eating healthy and getting on these guys and making fun of them about the ways they're eating because, you know, they're working all day. They're in the bakery, you know, 14 hours a day, and they're used to eating one or two meals a day. And when we started training, I try to bring other things into their, you know, get them to eat other things than they're usually eating. They eat a lot of breads and pastas and things like that. So I try to switch that over. And, you know, they're looking at me, they got mad at me about that, you know, because they didn't understand how are we making all these good tasting breads, but you're not eating any. And I tried to explain to them, you know, there's more to it. You know, everything I eat, I want it to be nutrient based. So the joke behind it was we need to create something, you know, we need to create a bread product that has all the right nutrients in there to feed our body and our muscles, for what our goals are. And, you know, as you know, bread is the most consumed product in the world, but at the same time has the least nutrient value to it. So that was the whole thing behind developing the bread. You know, it came out as a joke. I mean, there was a lot more to it, a lot more joking to it. But at this point in time, there's no joke about P28. You know, we've developed a full line of high protein products that are easy for you to consume and taste very well.
Now, you know, with for sure, you know, like you talk about, like we see cookies, protein this, protein that, and people always try to create some kind of, you know, either bakery product or even try to create a bread product, but none of them really came through as much as P28 within the last 2 years. And I know, you know, although your other brothers, they're the bakers, you know, and maybe the finance behind it, but you're the marketing aspect of it. How did you get P28 to just blow up within, you know, 2 years of being in business?
For me, you know, I'm pushed right off of passion. You know, everything I do, I love to do. And with doing that, it just organically built itself. Just putting myself out there and being able to have not only the passion for what I do in competing, but to be able to present a product along with that. And there's no better value to a product than having a face to it that uses it and actually developed it and can stand there and tell you everything you want to know about it. There's not too many guys like me in the industry that you can actually walk up to, and he's a developer, he's competing, he's consuming the products, and it's showing. You know, this year I had 6 top 5 placings in the pros and Olympia invite. I mean, that just goes to show you right there the product that I'm developing and consuming at the same time competing is no BS to that.
Absolutely. You know, and you talk about, you know, what you were doing. You're the developer, you know, you're the marketer, you're a competitor. And it just goes to show that there is no excuse that there's not enough time in the day, because not only are you running a business, you're marketing the business, but you're also an athlete, you know, you have to market yourself, and you competed in what, 10 shows?
I think it was more than that too, Dean. I didn't even keep track. I just go with the flow, you know. My passion just drives me every day in and day out to keep going after, keep pushing forward into what I love doing. And that's just competing, that's promoting, you know. With this product behind me, it just put a new fuel into my life, and I see what it's doing to other people's lives. You know, making it easier and convenient for them to eat a high protein food, and seeing people compete on it and enjoy it, and this is all a great joy to me. So with me, there's no limits to what I'll do or where I'm going to take this. I'm actually adding products on as we speak, so this year people are going to see much more of P28 and products that we're redeveloping that they're probably eating today that they have not seen yet. We talked before about, you know, people doing cookies and this and that. You know, we're going to do things in a whole new spin. We're going to bring things full circle with all the nutrients and protein and carbohydrates and everything else that they need to fuel them to get to their goals. You know, with P28, it's much more than a product to me. You know, I'm glad we'll be able to fuel people to their to what their goals are. And I'm glad to be a face to be able to motivate them to reach that as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I see you also doing, on top of creating the new products, but you're also doing the contest prep now with the P28 bread team, right?
Yeah, we have a little team called the TBT, you know, the bread team. And what we like to do now is I see people working really hard at something and going after it. I like to help out. That's one of my passions. I love to help people. I like to see them succeed. I like to see them go after things they're doing and watch their confidence build and watch them, you know, create dreams and create things that they didn't even see coming. You know, I foresee a lot of those things. And when I see something in somebody, when I see the passion behind them, I love to help them. So with us, you know, it's not about like, I sponsor people to, you know, that are pros. The pro thing does not matter to me. The passion matters to me. So if I see somebody in the gym training hard and they're looking to compete, yeah, I want to help them. I'll help them any way I can. You know, I take the shirt off my back for people when I see them putting the passion into what they want to go after.
So, you know, talking, you know, you bringing that up, what's, you know, for someone listening who wants to get involved in the industry or looking for a sponsorship, as a business owner, what is one advice that you could give to somebody to land that sponsorship?
Be the brand. Be the brand. You know, when we look at supplements, obviously we look at the face of them. You know, you got me, you have you, you have Ronnie Coleman, you have all these people that inspire them, you know. Become the brand, you know, talk about it, do recipes with it, you know, tell people what you're getting out of it, what you like to do with it. Show us that, show us how much care and how much passion you really have about our brand. And when people do that, how do you say no to them?
Yeah. So you're saying basically, if you want to be a part of a company, before they even ask you to promote it, stop promoting it?
Yeah. Of course, why not? Become the brand. You know, you want to be a part of a team. Become, you know, show how much passion you have about their brand, about their company, about their products before you even approach them. And then, you know, as us as owners, we all do research on people, athletes, whoever they are, their followings, this and that. So we're going to see that. And when you look at somebody's past post and you see that they're posting about recipes about your stuff and drinking it in the gym and they're taking pictures with it and, you know, they're showing and representing that brand, that brings much more value to them.
Absolutely. You know, and it's good you say that because a lot of, you know, a lot of people, they just, you know, they're looking for the quick sponsorship, this and that, and like they'll, you know, even companies that they never tried before. Like I work behind the scenes with 360 Cut, and you know, people ask all the time, how do I get a sponsorship? And it's like, well, have you even tried us yet? No, can you send me samples? It's like, no, you know, like we're not going to pick up an athlete. Like we want people that are actually using the product.
Yeah, you want as a brand, when you own a brand, you want somebody much more than just an athlete. There's tons of athletes out there, you know, but we want personality, we want passion, you know, we want much more than just somebody that's, you know, oh, I compete. You know, that's great and that's lovely, you know, but what more do you know about our products? How are you utilizing them? How have they helped you? Have they helped you? You know, what are the positives and negatives behind it? Maybe I don't want anybody repping my company that doesn't like my product.
Say that again? You know? I'm sorry?
I wouldn't want anybody representing my product that has never tried or liked my product.
Absolutely. So, basically put it down like this. The moral of the story is not only do you have to, you know, definitely have some kind of passion in the sport alone, but if you're looking for a sponsorship, first use the product.
Yeah, no, do the research on it. Know the product. You know, how are you, if I sign you as an athlete, what are you going to do with it now?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now what's next for you now, as a competitor? Well, you know, what's, are you planning on doing another show coming up?
Most definitely. I just started my prep recently. I think I'm about a week in now. I'm cleaning everything up. I'm looking at doing the Europa Orlando show. I did the show last year, set it off with that show. So I'm looking forward to doing it again this year. Trying to get the booth in there now, get all the athletes together. You know, we're going to come down with the TBT team. You know, I love to bring, I have a bunch of amateurs that are going to compete as well. So we got a great following coming and a great year as well.
Awesome. Well, there you guys have it. Well, it's going to go to a quick commercial break. But before I go, Mr. Breadman, is there anybody you want to shout out?
I want to shout you out, Dean, and I want to thank you for everything that you do for me. I know you got a great company behind you, 360 Cuts, and you do great work for me. And if anybody out there is looking to get sponsored, just look what Dean's doing. Look what the Freak of Physiques is doing. And he's becoming a brand. He is a brand, and that's what helps build brands. Everybody is a brand, so that's what's going to come full circle and help build other brands. So thank you, Dean.
I appreciate that. Guys, make sure you check out William the Breadman Sullivan's Instagram at BreadmanP28. And you're now Facebook. It's facebook.com/P28Foods. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep.
That's, and I don't know if the promo code is still activated or not, but if so, use promo code TeamDean and you'll get 10% off on P28Foods.com.
That'll never expire, Dean. You know that.
Sometimes people call me up. They're like, "Hey, it's not working." Then you know, we gotta renew the promo code.
That's give them my cell phone number.
There you go. All right, Willie. Well, thank you for being on the show. And guys, stay tuned after the commercial break. We're gonna have 360 Cut athlete JM Machine, Jamie Michelle, come on to the show, followed by Sergio Rizzuto, who is the owner of InstaFit Society with over 600,000 followers. He's going to come on the show and tell us basically how to brand yourself and how to, you know, get to the level that he is in just 6 months. All right, Breadman, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Supplement Central is the online leader in sports and wellness nutrition. Online since 2001, offering 20,000 plus supplements with over 100 brands at the web's lowest prices. The staff at Supplement Central is here to help assist you in meeting your health and fitness goals. Supplement Central offers quick, low-cost domestic, international, and APO-FBO shipping. Visit SupplementCentral.com today.
Welcome back to Fitspiration Radio, presented by SupplementCentral.com. With us right now is 360 Cut athlete JM_Machine, which you probably know on Facebook, or her real name, Jamie Michelle. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
Good. So I wanted to bring you on the show today because, you know, I seen your page few months before, and what attracted me to your page was just the way you go about things on your page. Like, not only do you have a loyal following and you, you know, you respond to your fans and stuff, like, which most people don't, but there's something about your page that stands out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things I've done is, you know, I do have a couple of professional photographers that I work closely with around here in the area. So I don't actually do a lot of selfies, which I know a lot of people, that's almost all they do is selfies. So I I usually put up more, I focus more on quality. Mm-hmm. So I don't post a lot, maybe once a day, sometimes twice. Mm-hmm. But my focus really is, you know, a little bit more on the professional side. I understand those don't always get, you know, quite as many likes as mm-hmm. some of the selfies do, but I'm okay with that. So I just focus on the quality. You know, my main thing is to interact with my followers, get to know them, so keep that interaction going.
So now, I wanted to, like, what got you started with Instagram? You know, because Instagram, you know, I'm not saying you're old or anything, but Instagram really started with, like, a high school-based following and slowly went up to, you know, college and stuff. But now more and more people are getting into it, but you've had Instagram for a while now, right?
Just about a year, almost.
About a year or so, yeah. So, but what got you started? What got you started, you know, with fitness? And then, were you always a part of fitness? And then, what made you think that Instagram could have been a good tool for yourself to, you know, promote yourself as a trainer?
Well, you know, I was on Facebook. I have a Facebook fitness page on there as Jamie Michelle. And I started to notice, you know, it wasn't getting the following that I was hoping for. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the photographers that I work with, he recommended Instagram because he had been on there for a while. And at first, you know, I was a little hesitant because I thought, you know, how much social media can I actually keep up with? Mm-hmm. But I eventually got on there. I started out a little bit slower. You know, I wasn't into it right away. It took me a month or two to really get going. But once I got on there and started posting and really get like networking with the other fitness pages, I really noticed a big difference compared to Facebook of, you know, just the interaction and the inspiration I was getting from other fitness pages, you know, to keep myself motivated. And I really felt like, you know, people were coming to me to find inspiration. So it's like the more I stuck with it, the more, you know, now that's all I do. I hardly use or utilize anything else aside from Instagram. I spend all of my time on that.
Yeah. Now, business-wise, how do you think this helped you with your business with personal training and, you know, diet coaching? Has this, you know, obviously it generated more clientele for you, but how much do you think it did?
Oh, 110%. Yeah, I mean, I actually, what I'm doing right now, I could not do without Instagram. I mean, I've got clients from Saudi Arabia to California, and I'm in Florida. So, oh, wow. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, just working with these people all over, I mean, it's a little troublesome at times with the communication, but I mean, that's the fun part, just getting to know all these different cultures and what they are doing with their nutrition and fitness. And, you know, they're coming to me over here, little JM Machine, for help. So
that's
awesome. I mean, it's, yeah, I know. I love it. So it's basically, you know, that's where I'm doing my training right now.
And you don't compete, right? And
you
don't plan on competing.
No, I don't. I thought about it in the past, and then I work full time for an ophthalmologist as well, mm-hmm. and I do the online training. So I don't know. It's not one of my goals right now, because you know
you're in photo shoot or contest ready shape all year round, and not many people do that or could do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's for me. It's, you know, it's just a lifestyle. So I don't really, I'm just always planning and preparing and eating my clean foods and going to the gym after work. So I, you know, it's not that hard for me since I've done it for so long now.
Now, what would you recommend to somebody trying to get started in the industry or, you know, somebody who's slow on Facebook right now? Like, what are some tools or some tips that you could give to somebody to help build their following?
Well, one of the first things I did was get on the Kick app, of mm-hmm. course. So that way, you know, a lot of the larger fitness pages, that's how they, you know, want you to contact them to actually ask for the shout outs, as we all know about. So that's what I did. You know, I would send a picture to the, you know, the bigger fitness pages and, you know, do the shout for shouts or a shout out. And just, I went from there. I mean, it takes a while. I'm going to be honest. It's, mm-hmm. It is time consuming. You know, I spend a lot of time, and like you mentioned before, I really try to respond to almost every single person I possibly can who comments. So, I mean, you have to be willing to, you know, put some time into it.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing too, not only is it time consuming, but it does cost money to market yourself. And people got to understand that posting photos all day is not going to build a following. It's the shout outs. And some pages, if you want to, you know, build that following, you might have to, you know, spend 20, anywhere from like 10 to 50, even I've seen shout outs for $60 or more.
Right.
You know, if I, what I tell everybody too is, give yourself a budget, you know, it could, I don't care if your budget's $30 or $500, you know, a month, but give yourself a budget that you're willing to spend to market yourself as if you were advertising on a billboard, if you were advertising on, you know, a commercial ad. You know, would you agree with that? That, you know.
Oh, yes, indeed, for sure. What I did at first, you know, I kind of did a balance between, you know, I would do some of the shout for shouts. You know, a lot of times with other individuals too. If you find other, just, you know, someone else who inspires you, maybe message them, and you know, maybe you can like advertise for each other. You know, mm-hmm. And so that way you don't have to pay for shout outs all the time.
Yeah.
But you're still able to, you know, get different, you know, network with different people. And so I've noticed that, you know, some other, like, there's a couple of fitness girls who are similar to me. So a lot of, you know, their followers are more attracted, you know, the same, you know, absolutely, fitness style as what they're
good,
already following.
It's good that you brought that up too, because, these big shout out pages I see, you know, they either, you know, subjected to either one kind of following, or they're very mixed up. So, like, let's say you get a shout-out with a page with, like, 100,000 followers. You may get, you know, 100, 200 followers of it. But if you get somebody who maybe is the same built as you or promotes the same kind of fitness as you, with, let's say, 40,000 followers, you might, you know, it's very common to get 300, 400 followers because you guys fit the same category of followings.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, when you guys are, you know, I would say for people too, another tip is when you're looking to purchase, you know, either a shout out or you're looking to ask somebody to, you know, to do the shout out for shout out, check out what the page is like. Like, I want to post, although, you know, coming up next is the owner of InstaFit Society, which he only posts females. For me to post myself on InstaFit Society, you know, he has over 600,000 followers, but I may just get 100 followers. Where if someone like you or another female athlete posted on InstaFit Society, you could easily get over 1,000 followers from that shout out.
Right. Yeah. So, and it's all about too, choosing the right photo. Mm-hmm. So, and usually the pages will help you with that, you know, what works best with their page as far as the, a more selfie style, like we were talking about, or more professional style, or, you know, the softer look versus the, you know, lots of muscles.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That does play a big difference in it too, because you'll be surprised, you know, it's with a lot of people, you know, especially like the average person, they don't like muscle too much, you know? So like a lot of times, you know, you post a photo which you think is, you know, it's amazing, like it's the best conditioning you ever had of yourself, and a lot of people will comment negatively on it. But then you post a photo where, you know, you just woke up out of bed, you might have not been so well in your diet that week, you're looking soft, but, you know, I tend to get more feedback on the softer photos.
I agree. Yes. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, you never know. Like you say, I'll post a photo and think it's going to do amazing, and then it doesn't do well at all. And then The ones that I think, oh, I don't know if anyone's really going to even care about this one. And then what do you know? It gets 1,000 likes.
Yeah, I hear you. So now what's next for you? Are you just trying to build this, or do you see anything in the future when it comes to fitness related?
Actually, I have a few little ideas going on here with some different apparel I have in the making, a possible fitness app that we're working on. So,
awesome.
Yes, definitely a few different things. Like you said, no competitions just yet. I'm not saying I will never compete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always a possibility. But no, definitely just working with 360 Cut, keeping up with the, you know, all the Instagram, my followers, the online training. So even starting some stuff around here too locally. I want to start some boot camps.
Awesome.
So I'm a busy girl.
Well, good luck with that. And
thank you.
Guys, for 360.cut.com, if you ever want to order on there, use our promo code. What is it? I think it's Jamie40.
Mine's JM Machine 40.
That kind of makes sense then.
Yes, it's through the Jamie Michelle JM Machine 40.
There you go. Use JM Machine 40. You get 40% off your whole order on 360cut.com. Well, Jamie, it's a pleasure having you on the first ever show. You should feel excited about this because this is something you could tell your grandkids someday.
All right.
That you on the first ever, yes, radio show of Fitspiration. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Guys, stay tuned for the quick commercial break as we have Sergio Rizzuto, the owner of InstaFit Society. He's going to come on and tell us how he got started and how he built his following to over 600,000 plus followers on his page.
Supplement Central is the online leader in sports and wellness nutrition. Online since 2001, offering 20,000 plus supplements with over 100 brands at the web's lowest prices. The staff at Supplement Central is here to help assist you in meeting your health and fitness goals. Supplement Central offers quick, low-cost domestic, international, and APO-FBO shipping. Visit SupplementCentral.com today.
Welcome back to Fitspiration Radio. With us now is Sergio Rizzuto, the owner of InstaFit Society on Instagram. What's up, Sergio?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So, I was letting the viewers know before you got on the show that you have over 666,000 plus followers on Instagram. How the hell did you build up your page that fast or to that much?
I guess I did a lot of shout outs every day, all day. But so, I also got lucky enough to go popular, and that grows the page a lot. But I put a lot of time and effort into my page, so.
So now, you said go popular. What does that mean by going popular?
The popular page is just, it's a page on Instagram where you can see photos of people that you don't follow. So you get exposed to a lot more accounts that way.
Now, so this isn't your personal page. This is a shout out page, right?
Yeah.
So with this channel, like what got you, like everybody, you know, was on social media, Facebook, Instagram, but you decided, which not many people do, it's starting to get more popular now, but you know, you decided to build a shout out page. What was your idea behind that to want to do a shout out page?
I guess I saw a lot of other pages and how quickly they grew. And I'm like on Instagram all the time anyway, so I figured I'd just try it out. I love fitness and everything, so I also saw that there were, like, you know, opportunities to make money and business off of it, so that was another thing that I had in mind.
So now I see that your page is geared mostly towards women, and not just, not like muscular women, but more bikini style, but you know, figures or even runway models. I see, you know, that look of a runway model, like a more fit runway model, but more or less, would you agree?
Yeah, a lot of people comment saying like too skinny or whatever, but I post girls that are in shape, and if someone wants to criticize, then go for it. But I have in my bio of my page, it says hating gets you blocked, so I've probably blocked few thousand followers by now. I don't really care. If you hate on my page, you're gone.
But that, why did you gear more towards just the females, though?
Well, originally it was supposed to be male and female, but I saw the female pictures got a better response, and it, you know, like the page grew quicker posting photos like that, so it kind of just transitioned into a female page, but I'm slowly working it into, you know, a male and female page so I could
just build it up, I guess, right? I mean, now it's a business for you, so like you get paid per shout out, so it only makes sense to accept males on the page, right?
Yeah, it'll appeal to a greater audience, and it'll also just like give more diversity to my page. So
now this isn't your, now you started off with this page. You built it up, and now you own 5 other pages as well, right?
Yeah, about 5, I think.
So you have so many pages, you don't know. So how are those pages going? What's the second highest page that you have?
My next highest page is InstaFit Foods with the Z. The S was taken. But that one has 101,000 followers. Then I have Insta Fitspo Girls is at 50,000. I have Insta Fit Quotes at 33,000. And I have a mail page that I just started at about a week ago. It's at 10,000.
Wow. 10,000 followers in a week?
Yeah, it's growing a little slow, actually. I haven't been putting that much into it, but I'm gonna build it up.
Well, I mean, like you said, it's a little harder to build up males than females, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, so now what are your plans now? I mean, you have over 666,000 followers. I mean, on a business end, like, people will kill to have that many people to expose their product to. Are you planning on, you know, turning this shout out page into a brand?
Yeah, I work really hard to keep my page like clean and respectful, and I want to do that so, you know, when I come out with my business, people, you know, like will like it. They're not going to, you know, have any bad thoughts about my page. So I'm in the process of trademarking my logos, just become a legitimate business. I think it's done now, and I have a lot of clothing designs that I'm working on. I have like brushes, wristbands, gonna have gym bags. So there's gonna be a lot in it that I'm working with.
What's your ultimate goal with InstaFit Society? Where do you see yourself in, let's say, 3 years from now? Where do you see InstaFit Society going?
3 years from now, I know for myself that in 3 years from now, InstaFit Society is going to be way more than an Instagram page. It's already transforming into more than that. Mm. But for myself and the business aspect of it, it's going to be huge in my eyes.
It's already huge. It's over half a million followers.
Yeah, but I plan on, you know, working my way out of Instagram. Still working on Instagram, but I want to, you know, tap other markets. Right now I'm getting business from Instagram, but I'll hit Facebook, Twitter, you know, magazines. Like I'm turning it into a business, so it's gonna be everywhere.
So now you as a person though, you know, obviously Instagram was kinda like a quick decision to do and it happened to do well. But what were your plans before Instagram? Like we didn't come out of high school saying I wanna be, you know, own a number one Fitspo's page on Instagram. What's your plan for yourself? Well, before this,
before my page, well, I go to school right now. I'm in Villanova. I'm a senior, and my major is in marketing, so it kind of helps with what I'm actually doing with my page. But I don't know. I didn't have any definite plans. Probably go into the family business, if anything, but I really like the way my page is coming along, and I see a lot of opportunities with it, so I'm going to keep working with it.
Now, if there is someone, you know, our radio show is more or less to help people, you know, understand the industry, build their business, and also build their social media following. What is some tips that you can give to the viewers listening right now on how they're able to build their following to be as successful, or at least a fraction of how successful your page is?
I guess to start off, you want to post pictures that people like. So when I started my page, I looked at all the best pages that I thought, and I would see the pictures that got the most likes, and I would like screenshot them. I have an album in my phone specifically for Instagram pictures that I wanted to post. It has like thousands of pictures in it. So it took a lot of time to get a feel for like what people like. But after a while, you kind of, you know, you get the hang of it. You don't have to go through every page. Like, you kind of see stuff and you just know that it's going to do good. Mm-hmm. Another thing is you want to do shout outs. And that's basically like you post a page that has similar number of followers as you, and they post you. So that way you're getting each other's followers. And you want to constantly do that. Keep like the followers flowing into your page. And as you grow, it gets easier because you can do a shout out with bigger pages. Mm-hmm. So like the beginning's slow, but once you get into it, you kind of get like you get in the rhythm of things.
Now you talk about shout outs. Before you on the radio show, we just had Jamie Michelle, JM Machine on the radio, and we talked about the shout outs and stuff, and it costs money for these shout outs. But the problem is with these shout outs is some of these followers are fake. So what's a red flag, knowing that if you're looking at a shout out page, you're looking to buy a shout out, how do you know if their followers are legit or not?
What I do when a page asks me to shout out, because I have so many followers, I get like hundreds of requests. So I have to check, you know, like the bigger pages to make sure that they're legit or it's a waste of time for myself. So things that you could do is you look at the number of followers and then you look at the number of likes. So right off the bat, if a page has 50,000 followers and their picture has 100 likes, they're fake. Mm-hmm. You know, my 33,000 follower page gets almost 3,000 likes on some of its pictures. So
wow.
you have to like go to a few pages with a similar number of followers and see the likes on those pages. Make sure they're consistent. Make sure there's comments and not just 10,000 likes and no comments. And then the next picture there's 1,000 likes and one comment. So something fishy is going on.
You talk about the 10,000 likes and no comments, and that's because people could actually buy likes too, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. A lot of pages scam people because they buy likes, they buy followers, and if you don't know what you're looking for, mm-hmm. you can go to a page that has 1 million followers and 80,000 likes, and you're going to think it's real. But if you click into those profiles, they're going to be fakes.
Absolutely. So I figured this. I try to do for every 100 likes, there should be at least one or two comments. So if you have 1,000 likes on a photo, there should be at least 10 comments to go with it. Would you agree with that? Or you think definitely. More? Because there are some pages, you know, like there's 10,000 likes, but, you know, there might be 10 comments on it, you know? But yeah. Meanwhile, 10,000 likes. I guess it
also depends on the photo, but typically my pictures, any picture really will get, you know, like no less than 100 comments. Some of my pictures have gotten 1,000, 2,000 comments.
Wow. That's crazy. So now, if somebody wanted to buy a shout out from your page, what would you recommend to them? What kind of photo they should send you? Being that, you know, InstaFit Society is geared towards, you know, a certain look.
I would just suggest that they look at my page and see what does the best and maybe try to duplicate what I've already done, or if they have pictures like that, send them to me. Because a lot of people send me like low quality, like fuzzy, grainy pictures, or like just selfies in the mirror, and those pictures do well on my page, but if someone wants to have like a top liked picture on my page, they really have to try to duplicate what's already there. So I have almost 1,000 photos, so my followers are used to seeing the pictures that I post. So if I post something out of the ordinary, it's not going to do as great.
So like if you post me doing a double bicep flex, and it's not going to do so well?
probably not. It's not saying that you look bad, it's just my page is different.
Well, what I'm trying to bring up is if you're going to use a shout-out page, you're going to pay for a page, you're going to spend your money, try to look at the page and see what they're posting. You know, if it's a bunch of, if you're a female, a bikini chick, and there's a page that has a bunch of hardcore bodybuilders, you know, or mostly men, maybe that page ain't going to do so well for you, you know? More or less, you want to go for a page like Sergio's InstaFit Society that has, you know, all beautiful females that, you know, not too heavy into muscle, just, you know, that the average, you know, fit, fitness model. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, so what's next for you now on the board? Like, I know you're going to school. How do you manage going to school full time and basically working a full time job on social media?
Well, last semester I didn't really manage it that well, and I kind of slacked off. I was just on Instagram my entire class, so I'm making it a point this semester to just not touch my phone for the time I'm in class. And it's actually kind of difficult because I'm so used to always being on it, but I guess it's kind of a little escape while I'm in class.
I mean, at this point, you know, you have about 5 or 6 pages with close to a total of, you know, over 800,000 followers together. When are you going to start hiring? Do you have someone working for you when you're at school? Like, is this all by yourself?
Now, right now, my little brother helps with my food page and the guys page. So that makes it a lot easier for me because logging in and out of, you know, 4 or 5 accounts can become a hassle.
I bet. So, so he's kind of like your assistant right now. How old is he, by the way?
He's 12.
12 years old. And he's a pretty smart kid too, right? He's kind of like the genius that you know, later in life he's going to be building rocket ships, right?
Yeah, pretty much. He set up my website for the page. He talks to other pages, does shout outs with them. Like, he grew my food page from 60 to 100,000 followers. Like, I also shouted on my big page, but he does a lot of work for me. So,
wow, that's awesome.
He makes things a lot easier for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're about to run out of time now, but I want to thank you for coming on to the radio show. And is there any last words you'd like to say? Any shout outs to anybody?
I think I pretty much said everything. I guess just thanks to all of my followers and my family for understanding why I'm always on my phone now. They're very supportive now since I'm coming out with my business and everything. They're all helping me out with ideas. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. And thank you guys who tuned into the first ever show of Fitspiration Radio. Tune in next week as hopefully we're going to get Mike Gahern on the radio show, but I'm not going to say that out loud, which I already did. But tune in next week. This concludes the episode of Fitspiration Radio.